You may have seen on a slide in your classes or another brief, we have 8% of the United States of America covered by organizations that have embraced this model. That is truly amazing. How we've grown, how we're looking at business, how we're addressing process improvement, and adopting industry best practice. Some of you that that may know me, I can't see you because of these lights, but you've heard me say the analogy of we're not running a petting zoo. This is very important stuff. Okay, I'm kind of like the weirdo in the room when it comes to that stuff, but we've got to teach that. All you folks in here are leaders or aspiring leaders. We know that we have to coach, mentor, process improvement, change. Sometimes it's hard to adjust to change. Effective leadership can help us do that. But I'm going to share with you that in 2001, a new fire chief took over my department. As any fire chief worth their salt, he observed operations and the culture for about the first 30 days. He observed operations. After that period, he called all hands officers meeting. And at that meeting, he laid out his vision that included transitioning to this CFAI model. All of you out there need to understand that I have never even heard of the program. I was a 12-year fire captain. I was whipping 911, taking everybody to the hospital, think I'm doing the best thing that I know how to. Being just promoted to battalion chief prior to the new fire chief's arrival, I was motivated even more with a new focus of giving more to the department than I have ever done before. When it came down, the fire chief giving out category assignments, he looked at me and said, "Chief Thompson, I'm assigning you CAT 6 and 8. My reply was, "That's awesome, boss. What the hell is a cat?" My knowledge of the program then started. 3 years of adjusting to change and learning what I thought I know as a fire officer, with some years under my belt, I found out that I didn't know everything. And after 3 years, we became an accredited agency. Since then, I have not slowed down. I've led the charge for two more departments as a fire chief, different ones, and leading that charge for change, leading that charge for, in my business in the Department of Defense, my Marine Corps demands excellence. Our warfighters, okay, they demand the best. When they're deployed, their families, they deserve the best as well. So the fire chief needs to drive this effort. And I've always stated this, even to my chief officers, because okay? There's one, we're all going to retire, yeah? As a leader, you've got to go ahead and lead the effort. So it means you have to really understand that. You need to set the stage, the vision, and how to get there. You just can't say, "I want you to do this." Okay? You got to get involved. You need to be, again, available. Then you need to sustain the program. How are you going to do that? You have to institutionalize the process because you're not going to be around forever. I've been in the fire service 35 years. It's about close time, right? That this old guy punches. You got to train multiple personnel. Do personnel move from one place to the other? How many times have you seen or either experienced as a fire officer in this room that one person left and it kind of affected your whole agency? Anybody in this room? So it's up to us as fire officers to sustain that. So you got to pick your accreditation manager and you got to support. And as your chief, get prepared to be worked by whoever you pick, because that's how it goes. Everyone, including the chief officers, again, work for the accreditation manager. And if you are the fire chief, you got to set that stage and vision going, "We work for this cat." Then you got to pass the baton for sustainment. And because I can't see, where's my accreditation manager? Captain? Cordini, where are you? Okay. What happened to my first accreditation manager? Why did I fire him? Outstanding. What do you anticipate is going to happen to you, Captain? You're damn right. And why am I going to fire you? Say again? No, but why am I going to fire you? Perfect. So after I fire you, who am I going to hire? Lieutenant. Okay, are you ready for this process improvement model? Okay, what do you anticipate I'm going to do with you, young man? You're damn right I am. And why, Lieutenant, my young officer who's complicating his life, why am I going to fire you? Outstanding. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the conference.